You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Capitec Bank Holdings Limited, a bank that briefly dethroned the First Rand Bank as the most valuable bank in South Africa by market capitalization, released their 6 months update for the 6 months ended 31 August 2025. And we're going to be taking a look at these numbers with the new CEO of the business, Graham Lee. He joins me on the line now to take a look at the numbers and see what we make of them. Graham, lovely to have you on the show. Welcome to the SAFM Market Update. And first of all, congratulations are in order. You and I haven't had the privilege of having this conversation since you have assumed your role. And I suppose this is a good time to start having these conversations. A strong set of numbers for the first 6 months of the new financial year. Operating profits up, headline earnings up. By all accounts, the bank continues to grow, continues the momentum it has had pretty much since it started. How do you reflect on the first 6 months and on your change of role?
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much for having me on your show. It's an absolute pleasure to join you today. So from the perspective of the results, I think it's true to say that it is a fantastic story for a new CEO to be given the privilege to share with the market. So it's a very great start for me. We have continued to focus on our fundamentals and the strategy that we've laid down over the course of the last couple of years. And that's returning good results. That focus on clients and our client needs continues to yield benefits in terms of growth in our client numbers, particularly the faster growth in some segments like the youth. And that returns the results that you see today.
Graham, how does a business like Capitec continue to grow with the momentum it has? There was a time where, and I think I remember it was probably around the pandemic, where Capitec had more than a third, or the first time that Capitec crossed the threshold of having more than a third of South Africa's population bank with you. I thought, okay, surely at some point the business is going to start growing at perhaps a slower pace. That doesn't seem to be the case. What's the secret to the business at the moment?
There's no secret, Jimmy. Our model is actually a very simple one. We start with focusing on our clients and our client needs, and we make that an important part of our culture. Every mechanism we have points all of our employees to putting the client first. And then we design around the client and those client needs. Secondly, we drive innovation, but not innovation of any kind and for any without meaning, purposeful innovation for clients. And we make sure that our organization is structured around delivering change for those clients. And then we encourage our people to be bold, to make decisions, to be guided by our principles, but make the right decisions for our clients. And then we design our business for scale. We're a volume business, and we seek scale in order to be able to create economies and to then pass those economies back to our clients. And in order to be able to gather data and to then better design our processes, our engagements, offers for our clients based on that data. And that then creates a virtuous cycle, passing back both the economies and the personalized offers to the clients, attracts more clients, which in turn then builds you up the further scale.
Graham, let's take a look at some of the numbers over the six-month period. I saw that net impairments increased a little over 5% from a business perspective. Is there anything to be worried about there from that, or is that just a function of some of the operating conditions that you find yourself in at the moment?
Yeah, no, it's nothing to be worried about at all. I think if you take a key metric like the like the credit loss ratio, and you split it out in personal banking, that credit loss ratio has actually come down. So we've improved that metric. It's a healthy book that's become less risky. If you look at business bank, you need to look at business bank two different components. One is the intuitive business, which is largely secured. The credit loss ratio on that has remained flat. And then there's the new business, largely scored, more unsecured, that the business bank is starting to do. And that comes at a higher credit loss ratio similar to the personal bank. But we know that, we plan for it, and we price for it. So that small uptick is nothing to be concerned about. That is execution of our business plan. What really drives the entire group CLR up is the inclusion of Avafin, and particularly the fact that we're comparing 6 months this year to a comparative period of 4 months last year.
Graham, you touched on the business side of the of Capitec being a little different to the personal banking side of it. How is that business banking division coming along? I know there were a couple of bolt-on acquisitions to kind of establish quite a good foothold in the market around that. The acquisition of Mercantile's really working out for the business from that perspective. How is the management team seeing the business banking offering, and how are you feeling about it for the next 6 months?
We are very proud and excited of our business bank offering. What was Mercantile has now been fully rebranded as Capitec Business, quite a while ago now. And we have put in place all of the platforms and technology, as well as the human capability to be able to scale that business now. So we are starting to go out into the market with a lot more vigor, and we're doing so both digitally through new innovations like our scored overdraft available on the app, which reaches a large amount of clients, but also with a more traditional approach of using people to understand our businesses and give them the respect that they deserve. And that means having boots on the ground. So we have a number of innovations to be where our businesses are. At business talk events around the country with teams going not just to the big towns, but also all of the small towns around the country and being available where our businesses need us.
A bank then continues to innovate for its clients and continues to ensure that it offers the best in service to the market. A bank that has started off the financial year on strong footing looks to have a strong second half of the year and will certainly catch up at the end of that second half of the year. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Graham for those insights and for the time. Graham Lee, Chief Executive Officer at Capitec Bank Holdings, joining us to take a look at the first 6 months of their new financial year and what potentially lies ahead for the business going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.